Vsauce. I feel like video mode doesn't get me right. It doesn't do me justice. Look at the quality. Let me switch to video mode for you.
You might do an ASMR bit
right
today
before,
for these
before we go then. Live. Before we go live.
Right.
Look at that. Look at that. Look at that. Look at that.
Well, where did you get that from?
Oh my god. The
what
detail.
Is that?
Oh, it's lip protecting.
Not even focusing.
Lip protecting for
yeah,
your
it's definitely
hands.
Definitely not even focusing. Oh, my
there you
god.
Go. Too close to it.
No, no, no. This is that close up lens. I can get close.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, right.
That,
there.
That's good right there. Oh, never mind. Okay. You get it good for a second.
Yeah.
You had it and you're like, you playing with the pussy. No cap. There you go.
Oh, my god. Y'all see the ingredients.
SPF 35.
Look at how that's hard. Like, you can see only podcast. Look at that. You can read the label.
Apply 15 minutes before sun exposure. Use a water resistant.
Listen, yeah, the only podcast that updates this. They're gonna think we corny when we start this bitch.
Is my lighting good? Why do I feel like my lighting sucks?
You actually do look like you're in the Batcave. 100%.
My shit looks darker for some reason.
Yeah, it definitely is.
All right,
why am I holding the mic?
Tighten up so we can start. Damo, what's going on? You good?
I don't know. I'm make sure my light's good. Hold on. I feel like I'm dark. I mean, I know I'm dark, but
it's
shut
Black
up.
Black History Month, bro. Embrace your
skin. Yeah. You see, I got a black mic, black Dewey, black hoodie, black speaker.
Is that good?
Bro, what the fuck?
Speaking of black and white.
Been super chats before the show. I got some
lip protectant. Do I
got
to do like this? What the fuck? What is going
on? You got the same advice as me. That's funny.
Okay.
Your shit's fucked. Oh god, I don't know why.
What is going on?
I'm dead confused. Maybe
bro,
you're gambling.
Never been a problem.
Vsauce, help him so we can start on time.
Oh, wait,
I don't know what to do. What the fuck?
I don't know.
Vsauce tech support. Right, that's crazy.
Though. They already look better.
Was it just my camera?
You know, it definitely brightens and then goes away. That's weird.
This is racist.
That looks good. That looks good.
Hold on.
April Fools. April Fools.
And it's not like I moved anything or changed anything. It just, bro, what? This is gonna piss me off.
Depression.
I don't like it. I don't like it.
You gotta shoot in video mode.
You gonna start? Guys, what's good, chat?
You go live.
Oh, we're live. Oh, shit.
We've
oh,
been live.
I did it. Wow. This time I did. Weren't paying attention. What's good, chat? Hey, hey, hi. How are you?
Okay. Hey, welcome back. The Let's Keep It a Buck podcast. The only podcast we have technical issues live on air and make you sit through them. My name is Omar, and I'm with my guys. Vsauce, how you doing today?
Doing good, man. Doing good.
Okay. Sage, how you doing today?
I'm good. Just realizing something about NBA Twitter, but we'll get to that.
Oh, wait a minute. Damo, how you doing today?
I like that.
Fuck my camera right now, you know? Fuck my camera. I don't know what's going on. I feel like I look darker than what I actually am.
But that's
chat,
okay.
Fuck y'all. Don't okay. Even go there. It's Black History Month.
Is it
stop,
a problem?
Stop black hate.
It's right. Black History Month, and it's only brothers up here. For those that are audio only, somebody super chatted and asked, why is Vsauce here during Black History Month? We got him out of here. We packed him up.
I say, he didn't deserve to be here. Okay. He doesn't understand.
This is the only is. Month where we'll continue Asian hate openly.
I don't think that's what Black History
that's
Month
crazy.
Means.
That's crazy.
I don't think that's
Sage,
what it
Sage
means.
Got a whole channel with Vsauce. He's like,
that's crazy. That's crazy.
That's my boy.
You guys see what I go through. It is what it is.
Wait, this is a bit.
Hey, through February, you're going to sit there and take it, buddy boy. The fuck is wrong with you? Anyway, welcome back to another episode, man. If you're new here and you want to be true here. Oh, 222. Oh, we had 222 people on 2222.
I forgot about today's date.
For
a second.
We had 222.
No way, you didn't. Oh my god, bro. You supposed
bad,
to let him
bad.
Die.
I was trying to hydrate, my bad.
Continue Asian hate. Listen, if you're new to this and you want to be true to this, make sure you hit that join button. Fuck all the other buttons. Only one button that I want you to hit. Hit that join button. Become a member. Hit that middle tier. We got some new things going on in the Discord. We got some great things going on in the Discord.
Essex?
E-sex.
Music. Bots that don't work.
Yeah, Omar's accepting applications for that one.
Connect Four.
Okay. Wait, applications for what? To make the bot?
More E-sex members. You know what I'm saying? He's a,
more E-sex members needed in the bot.
That is
it's only one person. So
No, it's not. I've seen Dre and King K in there. I don't know why, but they were in there.
God.
Is it still limited to two people only?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Got to. Keep it clean. Like, monogamy. Clean up after yourself after you leave E-sex when you leave. For those that don't know, join the Discord. Follow us on Twitter. Follow us on Instagram. All that jazz. Hey, Spotify. Not going to lie, I've been faking it for about a month. The user interface is ass. I finally come to the point where my Apple Music subscription has run out. Now I'm forced to be on there more. It's ass. The audio quality, ass. I'm not going to lie, Apple Music sounds better. But I'm going to stick it out. Now for you,
Title Apple sounds the best.
Title, I told Bezos that.
I have never used Title a day in my life.
Title sounds the best, though.
Except for The Life of Pablo. That's good.
That's the only reason I use Title. No, actually.
If you are an Apple podcast listener, though, make sure you leave that 5-star review. Okay? Leave a 10-star review. That means leave 2 5-star reviews. Okay? That's the only way we'll know if you like us for real. Twitter, we're at Twitter Spaces. Bezos and Sage have a channel. Sage and Souls. Souls and Sage, however you want to order it. Damo has a channel, Dom Church 97.
No, you
barely.
Didn't. No, man.
Barely okay. A thing.
Live streaming.
You right. Coming soon.
Yeah. Omar, here we go.
Omeezy. Omeezzy. If you get any of those letters, honestly, though, it'll pop up still. It'll pop up if you get a Z or E, but it'll still pop up.
Omeezzy.
But nevertheless, let's get right into it. Bezos, we need to hear Black Lives Matter from you right now.
Black Lives Matter.
Drop a bomb for yourself. Drop a bomb for yourself.
All right.
Black Lives
definitely do matter.
Now denounce white people, especially white women, this month and this month only.
This nigga's a menace.
That's the craziest thing I've ever seen in my life.
Nigga's a menace.
That's crazy. Listen, man, it's February. You know what that means. We should say like one black person every week. I see another podcast do it. Shout out to the first black guy that like caught the whip during slavery.
Shout out to the first black guy that booed Babe Ruth.
Hey, you know what's crazy?
Can you imagine that shit?
Hey, you know what's crazy, Sage? It's two white people that white people prop up crazy is Babe Ruth and Elvis. Niggas is underachievers, crazy style.
I got you. Like, shout out to the first black man. Shout out to the first black man that openly hated on Jackie Robinson because he knew he could do better. Shout out him. That nigga's a legend. The first black man to go to the barbershop. This nigga Jackie ain't like that. All right?
Yeah.
He ain't like that. He's not like that.
Jackie.
His line is mid.
What kind of name is that?
His batting average mid. What this kind nigga of name can't catch. I got this.
No, bro.
And Billy Earl was in the.
That's exactly what I was going to say. They just started hyping up somebody. I went to high school with a dude. Oh my God. Earl Sticks Washington.
Earl Sticks.
Woo!
Matter of fact, no, that was back in the day. They had them dumbass nicknames. Earl Sweet Pea Sugar Legs. Yeah. Sugar Legs on that Sweet field.
Nah, it's always some crazy nickname, bro. Sweet Pea? All right, stop playing, bro.
Sugar, you don't know about Sweet Pea? Sweet Pea was a 7-foot Jackie Robinson. Didn't use no bat. Use his hand.
Motherfucker, mink.
That nigga was out there with no glove. That's why them white folks didn't want him out there. He was too much of a nigga out there. Shit. Yeah, that's why I'm shouting out. First black man openly hate on Jackie Robinson because he knew he could do it better. Or he knew a nigga that could do it better.
And I'm shouting. Yeah, yeah. Bezos, we're going to hell.
I'm sorry, you have to do it. You can shout out a historical figure. You can shout out a historical figure.
We've set the tone. We've set the tone.
Just shout out like MLK or something.
We've set the tone. Now it is your turn.
Shout out Rosa Parks for saying no.
Yo, so unrelated.
I can't do it.
Wait, I'm so mad you brought up Rosa Parks because I was looking at something before the pod started. Y'all know how the Dolphins head coach got fired, Nigga. Right? He put a lawsuit in. Motherfuckers in the NFL, like his lawyer, has referred to him in chat. I'm not bullshitting y'all. People, I'm 100% genuine when I say this. They are referring to Brian Flores as the NFL Rosa Parks.
That's crazy.
His lawyers referred to him as the NFL Rosa Parks.
What show was he on when he said that? He was on TV when he said this shit too.
Was he? He was on something on ESPN.
Yeah, he was on something on ESPN.
Yo, I can't.
That's crazy.
In Black History Month, like
that's crazy, really? Bro.
Hey, white lawyer, by the way, white lawyer gets on TV and says this, that he's the Rosa Parks of the NFL.
Honestly, and he didn't even say no. He still got fired. He got fired. He didn't even say no.
We don't.
Anthony says they was on Get Up.
Get Up.
Jesus Christ. Of course they were.
We don't need Boondocks. We live Boondocks. You see what I'm saying? We don't need that.
Oh shit, we just got a new MVP member.
Boondocks is realistic.
What's the MVP member, Biso?
That $25 here. Exclusive streams just for the MVP members. PJ Styles.
So rather than calling the Uber to the girl that you won't fuck, you could send the money to people that you watch every day and care about.
Indeed. Listen, man, before we get into it, because this is a hating podcast right now.
We do hate a lot.
We got a lot to hate about this week. I just want to talk about this. Cultured underscore Hokage says Omar looking like MVP right now. Now, I'm like I said, this is a hating podcast. Normally I would say something nice, but the MVP currently in the league is Jokic, and the front runner this year is Jokic as well. So if you're saying I look like a white man, what are you doing, buddy? We'll never get sponsors. I ain't gonna lie to you. Listen, the All-Star game this year is terrible. One of the worst I've ever seen. Solely off of the selections. I'm so serious about this. Rest in peace, David Stern. We need you right about now. Adam Silver has been fumbling the bag and is still riding on the coattails of the whole Donald Sterling thing. This nigga is an awful GM. He is not rigging anything in favor of anybody, bro. That nigga is ass. I think I want to start with the dunk contest. Do we want to start with the All-Star game? Starters, where do y'all want to start with this shit? Because the Rising Game shit was also announced, and they're also awful too.
We can start with the dunk contest featuring Juan Toscano-Anderson, bro. Let's start there.
Warriors Twitter wins again. they are the most they're number one to me. Dead ass. I think they passed Bron fans. I will argue that right now. As of right now. I think Bron fans, Lakers fans overrated. I think it's Warriors Twitter.
You think Warriors Twitter is like different from Curry Twitter in a way? Like which one's
worse? Yeah. Yeah. See, Curry Twitter is like said if you say anything about Steph and then praises Steph to the highest degree, but then doesn't hold Steph to the standard of the highest degree. Warriors Twitter, any and every Warrior is like an all-star level guy or a DPOY level guy or one of the best shooters in the league. Like every role player they got from fucking Moody all the way to Curry is just like a starter on every other team, if not better. And they're like dumb sensitive. They got it, bro. I don't even, them motherfuckers made me throw up. I can't even think, bro. They got it. Respectfully, though.
I've never cared less about the slam dunk contest, like for real. Like Jalen Green's in there, cool, but like I dead ass don't care about All Star Weekend this year. Maybe it has more to do with than you know, just the All Star Weekend this year. But I don't really care that much with the slam dunk contest. Like I'll watch it, you know what I'm saying. But it's not something I'm looking forward to. You know, I've made a routine to watch All Star Weekend, so I'm probably still gonna watch. But it's like. All right, cool. You know what I'm saying? Maybe it's just me, though.
First and foremost, I want to talk about some of the people that got snubbed. Love Obi Toppin. We'll keep him there. Your two East Bays in game got you there. He's a dunker, though. I ain't gonna lie. Obi Toppin can throw it down.
Yeah, Obi Toppin can throw it down.
But those East Bays, you're not sneaky, nigga. Where is Miles Bridges? Where is Anthony Edwards?
Did yeah, they I was gonna say that.
It's
yeah,
based off of invites. So.
Yeah, it's
is it? I thought it was based off of like people who wanted to do it.
You, no, you don't go up there and say, "Hey, I want to do it." They invite people first.
I thought they invited a ton of people, and it was based off the motherfuckers that wanted to, and you know the actual dunks
here. It's based off of invites and like people who want to do it, but like it's not like they could have had Anthony Edwards.
I don't think they didn't invite Miles Bridges and Anthony Edwards. I highly doubt they didn't invite them. Unless it came out saying they did it, unless AE and Bridges be like, "New team, ask me." I doubt they didn't invite them. I'm pretty sure they probably didn't want to do it.
But let me say this. If you send out 50 invitations, and because, again, I think it's a situation where they send out invitations. They want this guy, this guy, this guy, this guy, that. Somebody has to make a selection process. I don't think that they just select five guys, hope that the five guys do it. If not, we roll on to the next person. If that's the case, that's also a terrible system. But I think they send out a lot of invitations. From those invitations, they then select. I don't see a world where Miles Bridges is like, "Nah, bro, I need to be in the stew during All-Star weekend because I might not make an All-Star game."
Are you serious?
Players do that all the time.
He might go be in the booth and lace it up, but I just don't think that somebody who, let's be real about him, he might not get the opportunity to go there again. I just think that he wouldn't turn it down. I'm not gonna lie.
Everyone's
you do understand.
I saw it too. Everybody made the same face.
The last
I've seen in the VOD, everybody made the same face.
The last 10 seasons, it's been a ton of niggas who clearly were dunkers who said, "No, I'm good." Like literally, niggas genuinely, the motherfuckers you want to do it say, "Nah, I'm okay. I don't want to do it." I can 100% see Miles Bridges being like, "If I'm not an all-star, I'm not going to participate at all." That seems 100% likely. Because niggas don't care about the dunk contest for real.
You know what fault that is?
People just want the weekend off. Like, they don't want to.
That's what I was going to say.
Do you know whose fault that is?
Are the fans?
Adam Silver. Rig it up. Rig it up, nigga.
What do you mean rig it up?
David Stern would have had him in there, bro.
No, he wouldn't.
I ain't care about dunk contests for a long time. I've only cared about 3-point contests in the All Star game. If I care about
3-point
contests, I like 3-point contests way more than the dunk contest. Way more. Not even close,
dude. When did David Stern retire or step down or quit? Whatever.
Even at the end of David Stern's like tenure there, like there was already criticisms when it
came to the dunk contest. Yeah, it's been a thing for like 20 years now.
That's because he was trying to rig it up for LeBron, nigga. What are you talking about?
But that's 20, but like, 20. Oh, go ahead. No, never mind. You got 5 million.
14, I think. 2014.
That's how I was going to tell you. Like, shoot. No bullshit. It's going to be hard for people to ever care about the dunk contest, or at least me, because Obi can dunk. I'm pretty sure Juan about to shut me up, and Warriors fans going to cry about him. I'm pretty sure Juan can dunk. Who's the other motherfucker that made that bitch?
Cole Anthony got hops. He's actually.
Oh, yeah. I know my boy Cole got it. And then Jalen Green, cool. But. Unless it's like either A, a bunch of young talent like Cole Anthony and Jalen Green, or B, like star talent like Jaws, Anthony Edwards is, like players that we love to see rise up, ain't nobody ever gonna give a fuck. At least me, because I know some people love the dunk contest. I've never saw the appeal past 2013. Like once I grew up, I just stopped caring.
Zach LaVine and Aaron Gordon.
They lit the world on fire. They lit the world on fire.
No, like, credit where it's due. Tenure, by the way.
Yeah. Credit where.
Oh, no, go ahead.
Oh, no, I was done.
He said while Adam Silver was the commissioner.
Yeah.
Zach LaVine and Aaron Gordon. But I would say it depends on the participants. It don't matter who you put in the dunk contest. If them niggas don't actually try to do some crazy shit, the dunk contest is going to be whack. If they don't actually take it a bit serious and actually want to win, then it's going to be 100% whack. Like, it is what it is. They've tried to do all these gimmicky things. They've, like, David Stern, by the time he retired, he tried to do the, I don't know if y'all remember the John Wall, Paul George dunk contest where they had teams. It was a team dunk contest. That like, shit. They tried all this gimmicky shit. They tried all this weird shit. It didn't stick. It all depends on the participants. Now, I'm not upset. I get to the point to where I'm not upset about whoever's in the dunk contest. It only matters once it happens and if you're going to try. I can't look at this list on paper and be like, this nigga Juan Toscano ain't about to do shit. That nigga can come out there and pull what JaVale McGee did back in the day. JaVale actually, when he did the fucking two-basket dunk and was actually doing shit, shit was lit. So all I know, Juan Toscano can have some creativity and be like, well, shit, I'm definitely not going to be an all-star. I'm definitely not going to be in a three-point contest. I'm going to make something out this motherfucker. We all know Jaylen can bounce. We all know Cole can bounce. Cole might be like Dame and surprise niggas with what he can do. I mean, when Dame was in the dunk contest, I didn't know he could do half the shit he was doing. So Cole could be one of those guys. And Obi, you need a big man to dunk. I realize every single dunk contest is always that one big nigga. But he's in that threshold where he's not too big. So yeah, when he does something, it's still like, oh, shit, I didn't get up there. So I'm not, again, depends on the contestants. I'm not really tripping. Three-point contest still going
to
be better.
You know the names you wanted to see, though.
No, I don't. Because the names I want to see don't want to do it. So it don't matter what I want to see. If they don't want to do
The problem, the problem with the dunk contest let alone all weekend is getting players that want to participate and truly want to compete. Like,
Rig it. I don't understand. I don't understand why that's so hard to understand. We need to rig it up.
So a nigga
how
just
mean like rig it up. Like,
a nigga just do a bum ass dunk and get a 50. That's rigging. I don't
exactly. And the same. That's what he should have did with that Aaron Gordon, Zach LaVine shit.
That wouldn't really fix the problem. It would.
He should sell them. Look, you think you're gonna get a max extension if you don't get into this dunk contest? Let me read CNB's. CNB says shout out to OJ.
What the fuck?
God, that is crazy.
Shout out to OJ. Got one over on him.
OJ is, I ain't gonna lie, OJ's a bloody legend.
even
to this day. Even to this day.
Shout out the first African American to learn to swim. Or African, I'm sorry, African to learn to swim.
No, because
I don't think that's a shout out.
We deal with the opposite stereotype. He weren't good enough. That motherfucker weren't good enough.
Can I get a for OJ?
I don't think we should have
said we're already in double digits for the drinking game. I don't even know the rules.
Yeah,
I think that makes it better, bro.
What was the rules for the drinking game?
We don't know.
A drinking game?
Yeah. Don't know, yeah. But we don't want to know.
For those who don't know, the Let's Keep It a Buck family, the core family, they do drinking games now during the pod. I don't know the rules. We don't know the rules. But apparently they're in double digits. So
no, I want to know because I want to make these niggas drink. What the
I'm
fuck?
I'm about to say, yeah, someone give me
obviously it don't happen naturally. We're 20 minutes into the pod.
Someone give me hip. Someone give me
and
hip.
Half of the pod, we were dead ass fumbling.
Someone
with,
give
like,
me hip. Someone rat. Someone rat. I'm a fucking nigga.
Megan Good or Harriet Tubman?
Is that a question?
Now, I've done a lot of trolling.
Yo, matter of fact, speaking of Harriet Tubman, shout out to the first black person to tell Harriet Tubman no.
Yeah, shout out the first person that told Tubman. No, I'm chilling. I'm good.
I'm gonna stay here. I don't want
to leave. Actually, y'all go do that.
Shout out to that person.
Embiid is not
gonna get canceled.
Yeah, Embiid is MVP. Omar is bugging. He's not. Your neck is ugly. Take a white paper towel. Wipe the back of your neck. Right? These are good dunkers. They're just not stars.
That's right.
Sean is always saying that because Obi Toppin's in there. He thinks Obi Toppin's gonna win this shit. So I don't want
to
hear.
I don't know what Juan Toscano Anderson is going to do. Like, for real. I don't.
Yeah.
I need like to look up more.
If he tries, it's cool. But that's it.
Yo Kun sends $50 and
that's the Blooms. That is the Blooms.
That looks like Mario money. I ain't going to lie. The Spurs just lost to the Coom Pool. Wesley Way says, there's a lot of saturation with the dunk contest because a lot of dunks have already been attempted and thrown down.
You know what's crazy? They haven't. Because if you go look at it, it's a video literally about like 20 to 30 minutes of dunks never done in a dunk contest, and you realize the type of shit these niggas just don't be doing or the shit they practice and don't do. Like Vince Carter, Zach LaVine, a lot of these guys' teammates said they've seen these guys in practice do shit that is easily hundreds, nigga, like in a dunk contest, and they just never pull it out. Pause. So yeah, no, I used to think that, but then I started to get grown and see there were professional dunkers like that Jordan Kilhagen dude. That nigga alone let me know there is a ton of dunks that niggas just don't try to do that they're very capable of doing.
Cardiac says, I need 40-year-old LeBron in the dunk contest, honey dipping on his whole family. I'm calling it.
Call him what?
I haven't heard Cardiac's voice in a long time. Let's keep it that way. This drinking game is Tevin inspired. They're dead ass drunk right now. So that's all they're telling you.
Yeah, I'm about to say he's telling us a drunk, but
y'all niggas really drinking. Y'all niggas drinking.
I need
y'all
more rules. If you're gonna inform me it's Tevin inspired, inform me of the rules. Because what did they do in the pot? What did they do on the videos? They inform the rules. By the way, me and Souls actually got on that motherfucker. Video finally dropped and yeah, it's pretty fucking hilarious. The team.
Didn't even plug my own channels. I was like, yeah, just let's keep it up. Like, you know
what I'm saying? Yeah, like, he definitely did. And I he's way better than me. I definitely plug my own shit.
Yeah,
I
100%. Like, yeah, follow me at TSO Sage.
Yeah, yeah.
100%. On YouTube, TSO. Like, yeah, just 100%. Check out Let's Keep It Up.
I shouted out a TikTok that weren't even made yet. He cut it out.
That's crazy.
This nigga here.
Larry says they're not telling us because we're going to get them drunk. Listen.
Listen, I need one source, man. Yeah, I won't even rat you out. Sounds somebody to me. DM me.
I'm going to say, yeah, DM me on Twitter.
They may be money involved.
Are they on Discord right now?
They may be money involved.
They're in Discord right now.
The other thing that I wanted to point out about the dunk contest, is they keep bringing up this dumbass picture every single year with Michael Jordan, Vince Carter, Dominique Wilkins, and Zach LaVine. And I think they sneak Kobe in there, I want to say. They put Kobe in there as well. And they ask, oh my God, who would win in this dunk contest? And all the old heads get in there. Michael would win it. Now, I'm telling you now, Michael's winning it because he's a killer. Zach LaVine is dead ass an anamorph. He's not losing a dunk contest ever in his whole life.
He didn't almost lose.
It shouldn't have been that close.
A lot of people feel like he should have.
Aaron Gordon did the same dunk twice. Aaron Gordon did the same dunk twice and got 50s. That is cheap. Cheap scumbag.
Oh, it sounds like a lot of hatred in your heart. And we are hating pod, so I do commend you. In fact, I appreciate your hate. But it sounds like a lot of
hate. I watched Zach LaVine attempt a 360 from the fucking free throw line. None of them niggas stand a fucking chance. None of them. Jordan, that nigga rim grazed from the free throw line. LaVine windmilling East Bay and throwing 360s from the free throw line. There is no fucking hope. Kobe won one dunk contest, and it was the lamest one I've ever seen in my life. The shit wasn't even impressive. Let's not even – if Dr. J come in there cradle dunking, he's out in the first round. Let's be honest. Fuck out of here. I'm not trying to see Michael Jordan come and float and dunk. Nigga, it's trash. 20. Fuck out of here. What are we doing?
That's got to be racist. Is it because he's dark-skinned?
Damo, this is exactly how it's going to go. Michael is going to do that shit like this. Dominique Wilkins is going to do a double pump. Dr. J is going to do a cradle. Zach LaVine is dead-ass going to go behind his back between his legs from the free throw line. And they'll be like, oh, shit. It's only the first round. I don't know what to tell these niggas. I don't know.
Yeah, Zach LaVine's a fucking monster, bro.
That nigga's going to do a 360 behind the back dunk, and the nigga's going to look like
2022. We're still living in light skin privilege. Crazy.
Listen, the next thing to talk about is the Rising Stars game. It's cool. You know, I'm missing a specific name from my team. You got Scottie Barnes making it, Josh Giddey, Evan Mobley, Kay Cunningham, Jalen Green, yada yada yada. All that's fine. Duarte made it. Davion Mitchell made it. Franz Wagner made it. Shout out to Orlando. And so did Jalen Suggs.
That's where. Bullshit.
Is
Jalen Suggs made it?
Okongwu.
Where is Austin Reeves? If Jalen
Suggs, yeah, I'm about to say where's Austin Reeves? Hey, Dom, fuck with you crazy because I'm about to say if Jalen Suggs made it, Austin Reeves should have made it.
What are we doing? That nigga has been trash all the way up until he got that fucking dunk. What are we doing?
I was like, what?
Aren't they including G Leaguers this year too?
They've like included G Leaguers. Shout out to Scoot Henderson. Scoot Henderson is dead ass the future of the NBA.
What?
Yeah. They brought in four G Leaguers. They have Marjan Bocamp Champ, Dyson Daniels, Jaden Hardy, and Scoot Henderson. Now, Scoot Henderson is the future of basketball.
Dyson Daniels, just for the name, I'm a fan.
They'll be named. That nigga will be in Lithuania in 2 years.
Dyson Daniels?
And for people Dyson who... Daniels, yes. That nigga's going to be an NBL all-star, nigga. The goddamn Australian league is. He's going to be over there with Della Vendova in the all-star game.
Della Vendova is great. What the
fuck? Fucking 4G league. My nigga Austin Reeves couldn't get in. Y'all got fucking Dustin Daniels. What is his name? Dustin Daly?
Dyson Daly. Like you wrestle.
Dustin
Daniels probably has a phenomenal forearm.
Dustin Daniels, he looks like Jack Swagger. That's like literally picture that name on Jack Swagger's body. That's what the fuck Dustin Daniels is. Fuck out of here.
Speaking of Jack Swagger, way off topic, one of the funniest bits of all time, and we've already pushed that limit anyway, is when he and Zeb Colts were just walking around, literally saying, "We the people," and doing the most racist shit I've ever seen in my life, bro. That whole segment was fucked up.
WWE
bro.
Is full of racism.
No, WWE has endless shit that is just like, what? What did he say? Did you just have Vince McMahon walk past a black man and say, "What's up, nigga?" and just move on with his life?
They had a literal group, literally super crazy in psychosis, where Hispanics that came out as lawnmowers in like the fucking lawn, like what the fuck with like lawn garden gear,
bruh,
or like the garage, like a mechanic's gear, like the most racist shit ever. Bruh, they had crime time. They had little black boys like me and my cousins rapping the crime time lyrics. And as an adult, I literally, mom, why did you let me do this? I am so mad at you. Them niggas was dead ass money, money, yeah, yeah,
yeah, yeah.
Money, money, yeah, yeah. That is the most racist shit ever. This nigga came out looking like Nelly. That nigga JTG was literally looking like Nelly. Had one of this, he looked like a Def Jam Fight for New York character with grills and a do-rag on. With a bulletproof vest. He's like a mini 50. He like 25 Cent. That's what he looked like. He walked around looking like 25 cents.
It was bad. I ain't going to drag it, though. But it was bad. Someone said we hate Jalen Suggs. All right. I just asked the people. He averages 12 points on 36-25.
Yeah.
I hate him. Gross. They shouldn't have drafted him.
I guess me wanting Austin. Yo, what?
Page better.
What? Wait, who should they have drafted instead of Jalen Suggs?
I'm paying us Austin Reeves.
Give me
my 6 points on what he averaged. 46-31. Give me.
Where did he go? I gotta see where he went in the draft. I know he went like early.
He went fourth. Or are you talking about?
I gotta see who was like actually available.
Yo,
wait, there was an order. I thought it was just.
Oh no, he went. I'm sorry.
Someone
he
said he's Killian Hayes 2.0. Bro, that's crazy.
Stop it.
That's crazy. I don't see the order. Never mind.
They could have picked. They literally could have got Josh Giddey. They could have. Well, they got Franz, so they good on that. They could have got Cum Bucket. They would have been better off. They could have got James Booknight. They could have got Durante and been better off.
Stop it,
nigga. Sengu. They could have got Sengu and been better off.
But now you're pulling so far from the draft. That's irrelevant.
But those are all players they were able to get. I'm just saying, those are all guys they could have got. Instead
they could have got Bones Highland down here. You know, they could have got. Ayo Dustin, I don't want to butcher his name.
Josh Christopher.
But we pull him from the second round, bro. Stop it. They could have Cam Thomas.
No. He's down there, though. He is pulling down there, though. Right?
Nah, but I'm saying, Cam Thomas is the future of basketball. So, Sean says, y'all can't know the rules because y'all going to violate. Omar going to lag on purpose. Don't know how that's possible. I will cut my Wi-Fi off right now. in honor of Black History Month. Three black people you do an Eiffel Tower with.
It's fucked up.
Do I have to pick? I guess I have to pick her. No, I could pick a stud. Me, Young M.A., and then my fiance. Yeah. I ain't slipping me like that.
You was
amazing.
Yeah.
I was gonna say
Rihanna and Beyonce. We're like, what? Get the bitch in the strap.
We're
accomplishing the objective.
Not doing this. Sage, if you want to go, B Souls, if you want
to
go.
I just said, get Ree. Wait, actually, nah, no cap. I can't. Nah, never mind.
We don't Miss Rocky.
Yeah, for you. Shut up. Shut
That's
up.
Why I didn't use her. That's why I was like, you know what? I can't even go there.
I don't even want to answer anymore. I don't care.
Sage, how do you feel about it, bro?
I'm depressed. I no.
Can't why not?
I don't want to TikTok. I don't want no.
Yo,
she's been pregnant for months now. Why is niggas all acting ass. Like when she got caught? When they
I
had
don't
that
care.
Conversation with fucking Nicki Minaj. No one remember that when that yeah. came out. Oh. Brianna
they said it a
Nicki
couple
Minaj
months ago,
talking.
But Damo, that's what they call the in denial phase.
It correct? Can't correct. True.
There was so. What else would they be talking about? Hmm?
I'm being so
dropping
serious.
Dropping music. Rihanna ain't dropped music since we was all in school. It wasn't about dropping music. It wasn't about getting family out of legal problems. Rihanna true? Don't bring up her family. What would they be talking about? It gotta be the baby.
On my yeah, life,
she hasn't dropped in forever.
I've told every woman that I've ever been with, look, if it come to it,
that's
go to a Drake concert. Rihanna pop out and they perform work for 24 hours. I'm single. One of my exes hit me up the day the news came out. She said, "How you feeling?" I blocked her. I don't want to do this, man. This is. I've never felt this pain. I've been cheated on with my best friend. I've been in fights where I almost got my ass kicked. I've
this is the most hurt you've been. Dumb, we'll take you off the
this fucking
the
most
screen.
Hurt I've been in
this
my
the
life.
Most hurt you've been.
Get him out of here. He doesn't belong.
I don't belong.
I speak for everybody when I say we suffered an American tragedy.
That's man. Crazy.
And you know what's crazy?
We don't know who can replace such beauty, such divine. Talent,
Chloe Bailey,
such an honor, like worldwide recognition as the GOAT. But, like, we're not gonna.
Bad.
Let me tell you something.
I wonder. No. I did ask wondered where did all these simps in the community come from buying MK fucking candles and socks. And lo and behold, they came from the fucking Durag Nation. Jesus Christ.
So you think
Jesus
this is my fault?
This is 100% your fault. They are 100% your fault.
So you think this is my fault?
Let me say this. Let me explain
something to you.
Oh, go ahead.
Dominique. Let me explain something to you. I don't simp for nobody but her, but she's not a woman. She's her. It's Riri. It's different. She's but now, Miss Rocky, it doesn't matter no more. It just
if you
I saw the makeup commercial.
Stop calling her Miss Rocky.
I saw the commercial. I saw the makeup. I'm not getting that for nobody I care about. I don't want the sponsorship.
Let me tell you.
I don't want to work
right
with
now.
You.
Let me tell you something right now. Since Damo is right there, B Souls, I heard your comments of who could replace her being Chloe Bailey. I think the difference between a Rihanna and a Chloe Bailey is that Rihanna is naturally sexy. Mm. She has sex appeal in the morning, at night, even when she's at her worst. She could have crust on her lip and still be sexy. Don't know if y'all saw that singing video. The Disney star, pop star turned, you know, other TV star, Chloe Bailey, is not sexy.
She's trying on Disney?
Yeah, she was on Disney. She's been on TV for a minute. Wow. She's trying to find her sex appeal, but she's forcing the fuck out of it. And it's not sexy.
Say, yeah, she's definitely forcing.
I'll admit, all bullshit, simping and shit aside, I'll admit that she do be trying, but I wouldn't say it ain't working.
You know what?
Can we pull up the video?
What video?
I don't know.
Yeah, send it. If any of y'all know what I'm talking about,
you DM it to you, B Souls, and then you.
Yeah.
It's a video of her singing.
She do look good.
It's a video of that's not what I said.
You said sexy. That she don't look good. Oh.
Sexy. I mean, there's a video of her singing and she looks like she's twitching like roaches are crawling on her. But
she tries sexy. Way too hard. I don't like it.
She do try way too hard.
I'm into my women not having to try to be beautiful. You know, Rihanna was just walking around.
Yo.
Just walking around Barbados,
Omar, I swear to God, you know, bro.
Yeah, when you can't do video, that. That's why I said you gotta
it better be bad,
no, not
bro.
That. It's not even a video.
Oh,
I Twitter searched Chloe Bailey, Like, I typed this Chloe, and then, you know, it autofills. All the people's, like, recent searches is Chloe Bailey, and the next one is Chloe Bailey moan, which is the most disgusting thing. If niggas is searching Chloe Bailey moan.
We're looking for next up. But yo, yeah, hello. Hey, whoa. Flag on the play. Whoa. Personal foul. Whoa. I ain't done this in a minute. Domo, you're out of here! That's a tech! That's a tech! Got his ass, chat. You saw that shit. No, I'm not going.
That was nasty. Where's the video?
I put it in
analytics. I can't eat these motherfuckers.
Now, my girl texted me.
Explain yourself.
All you gotta do is go like 50 minutes.
50? 50 minutes is crazy.
Explain yourself right now.
My girl texted me about my baby. But in other news, when I actually did what go she to Prodigy, when she was like, you should check out this
Read it.
Bailey shit. Look, right? So when she... I just want to see... Look at this, bro. Like, she doesn't...
Go to 125.
Look at her lips.
Is this 125?
125? No, this is.
I ain't say it ain't beautiful, but she's trying.
She's just trying to. I don't like them to try too hard.
Shit, but I ain't saying.
Show me you can be normal.
Shit, try harder.
These souls lag. Nobody talks about it.
Try harder.
Nobody ever talks about
it. Put your best foot
forward. Why do I love you? I see
your soul come shining through. At least she actually can sing, y'all. No bullshit.
Hold on, here you go. Come on, bro. What are you
doing?
Why does she? This is how I know she's not really like that. You want to know why I know she's not like that? We try to hit that note. You see how she started to like rub, and then she was like, I don't know what I'm doing. She's
not innocent with it. She's not innocent. She like that shit.
She quit halfway through. Bitch, you gotta commit. You have to commit if you're gonna be like that. You can't just pump fake. And I sound way too damn bad. Yo, we got something.
Yeah, we're in relationships, healthy ones. I love y'all. Keep grinding. Shout out to the first black man to deep dive in a white woman's guts. That's from B-Lone J.
They was doing that against their will. I don't know if I want to shout that out.
I can't shout that out. That probably wasn't on purpose.
It was probably, you know,
come here.
I'm not gonna say your name because I might butcher it. Says Mary Love and Kick Out can't kill Black Queens, Beyonce, Zoe Kravitz, and Janet Jackson. Current Janet is like 50, so
even prime Janet getting kicked out.
I'm about
my
to
house.
Say, I ain't gonna bullshit.
Prime Janet gets kicked.
How does Zoe look?
Now, I'm gonna say, I don't know who the fuck Zoe Kravitz is. I heard the name. I don't know what she looked like.
She
was on that one HBO show. I forgot what it was.
She looked like Shawty that was from Dope. It was that? Nah, that ain't her.
Prime Janet is in there for me.
She look a lot like her.
I will say this too. This is a certain skin complexion that you're favoring. Sure. You're colorist, buddy.
I don't know.
Speaking of colorists, please tell me y'all seen that fucking space I put up last night.
Oh, wait. Okay. We have to finish the topics.
Yeah, weren't we talking basketball or something?
Are we even on the topic right now?
Nothing topic of the Godfather and his train of women. I don't know if you can say that on YouTube, but hey, it is what it is. Let me keep going. We got more super chats. Chloe Bailey is definitely up there for me. Anthony, you are down horrendous.
See, Dom, you got on me about doing that about Rihanna, and that was all a bit and shit. But people out there doing this for Zendaya. What do you think about that?
Crazy Banana, we are not talking about the All-Star Weekend. Crazy Banana says the All-Star Weekend is getting worse and worse entertainment-wise. I bet it is. Oh.
Nigga did another one.
Wait, it's a different one. You said Rihanna, Dolly Parton.
Dolly Parton?
Who the fuck
is white?
Dolly Parton is not black.
So obviously, Kick Out.
You know my answer. Yeah. Dolly gets fucking wired. I don't know who Dolly is, but I heard she ain't black. Bye.
If I had to pick, I'm marrying Serena because them genetics go crazy, and I'm loving on Rihanna because who doesn't want to love on Rihanna?
I will have sex with Rihanna. I will not love anything.
Tom was a clown.
I will not love anything.
Sage said it like he was just disappointed he had to do. They said, y'all killing us right now, bro. Chill. Whatever we're doing, we're getting them drunk.
Hey, listen.
Oprah been trying to piss me off this whole part. I don't even know. Oh, because Sean likes Chloe Bailey. My bad. My bad, Sean. Nobody gives a fuck. Let me see. Oh, Sean. Oh, okay. I think there's like one more. Oh, there's a couple more.
There's a couple more.
Brother Sage is one of our many fallen soldiers. Preach to the others before their chance came up. I just needed 6 more months to get my life together.
Man, what? I ain't falling, bro. Look, I was never going to meet that woman in real life anyway. So I'm straight, bro. I'm already down.
Fella, Coco Jones. Is top tier. He says is top tier. I'm not saying Coco Jones is top tier.
I'm terrible with names.
I might have some. My girlfriend watched the pod. Earl Sadness.
Oh, she is.
Does Omar look like if Anderson .Paak and Baby Keem had a kid?
That's gotta be racist because I don't see it at all.
I don't see it.
That's gotta be racist, bro.
God Serena says, "Who's the NBA GOAT and why is it Michael Jeffrey?"
I like LeBron.
We talking about women, and you talking about
the ball man? Crazy
scaring the bitches away, bro.
Yeah.
Make me mod in the Discord. I want the power.
20 more.
Chronic deadass wants us to talk.
You said
about
20 him. More, bet.
I don't know. No. I don't know if y'all ever really like been at a party or whatever, and like, you know, there's women around and somebody deadass is trying to talk basketball for real. It's one of the worst situations I've ever had in my life.
Crazy
Banana says with the 50 ball. The lag got me real bad. Instead of Dolly, put in Zendaya. Zendaya gotta go. She's not a grown woman, bro.
So who is it? Zendaya and who?
Brianna Serena Williams. Get Zendaya out of
here. Oh, dude, I'm thinking of then easy. Ooh. Kick out Serena.
You say that easy. You're saying that easy.
You said that way too easy.
You're saying
still loving on Rihanna.
Let me tell you something right now. Zendaya's mother is of the Caucasus Mountains. I don't care what nobody says, and we'll never get sponsorships based off of Omar's words, I swear. When those people get older, they're white shows. That's why Mulatto, Big Lotto, is not in this conversation either. When they get older, those white facial features will take over.
And she took out the move?
No.
She took out the Mulatto. It's just Lotto now.
Yeah, Lotto. I don't know if you ever seen her TikToks with no makeup on. She looks like Peggy. That's who she looks like.
Yo, you.
Lotto looks like.
Yo. We won't ever get any guests ever, bro. The potential is shot.
God damn.
See Brianna's new Instagram post. Don't care. We got to get through these. Thank you, Rico, for becoming a member.
Appreciate that.
Big Rico.
And that's it. All right. So the All-Star game itself, DeMar DeRozan made it as opposed to other actual guards in the East, and that hurt other guards' chances. You heard Low rant about it. Does anybody have any commentary about it while we're right here?
DeMar DeRozan should have been a forward. I mean, that's the main thing happening.
Yeah, so. That's it.
And Andrew Wiggins, I don't feel about Andrew Wiggins. Big Wiggles.
Whoa, man. I'm gonna let y'all have it because I gotta reserve all rage for a video, and I haven't pulled this card on y'all in a while, but I'm sorry I have to. But truthfully, man, I just asked, who do you feel barely doesn't belong? The amount of Warriors Twitter that not only was mad, but just knew I was talking about Wiggins. Dude, I was asking the most genuine question. I thought niggas would say LaMelo. I put LaMelo in the thumbnail. I was like, all right, bet. They probably going to say LaMelo. Let me start working on a thumbnail. I come back 3 hours later. You're setting up for Wiggins slander. Fuck you. Like, yo. Chill the fuck out, bro.
No, ask them niggas to chill out because we sit here and say, hey, Sage, we got beef with niggas in the Warriors community. Warriors niggas is weird. And that nigga just... y'all niggas be beefing with everybody. You put one tweet out that don't even involve them
question.
Niggas. They flood you.
I asked the question. You
fuck Warriors fans, right?
It's crazy because I asked a genuine
question.
And them niggas came out the woodworks.
So it's fuck Warriors fans, right?
Yeah, fuck Warriors fans.
Not all of them.
You're sick.
You're sick. Yeah. You're trying to get me to go there. No.
So no. Exception. Wait. So name some exceptions.
Name some exceptions. I'm not.
What the fuck are you talking to?
Who the exceptions?
Who the exceptions, bro?
There's a lot of exceptions, man. Before screen recordings go out, go ahead.
Oh, this thing is scary. Oh, my God. They know you're, you know what's crazy? They know you're the fourth square. So you can still say it.
Y'all are AIDS.
He took himself off. That's disgusting.
We have personal relationships on and off.
Who's the exceptions? I got you. I'll start off. My nigga Gifted. I'll say Gifted. It's a cool one.
I struggle with names. I struggle with names.
Crazy.
Go ahead, bro.
I have personal connections that my brothers seem to have a conflict with.
Oh,
and,
my God.
And while I do rep the brand, so I will do what's best for business. Me personally, TSO Sage off camera? That's gangy. But
Gangy is crazy. Go ahead. Keep going. You said, but what's the but?
But I have the amnesia of a 50-year-old man, so I really struggle with names.
Chat, listen, man. Hey, hold on.
Hey, Chronic, come up here.
Get Chronic up here. Yo, chat, in life, sometimes you are put in situations. Your back can be against the wall, but always know you always stick with your brothers over the others, all right? Brothers come first. Somebody disrespect my brother? That nigga's a op. He's a other.
Yo, what you?
Oh my god. Niggas out here being gangy with the ops.
They wanted to push another. So you had your turn to appeal? Allow me to appeal to my brothers in chat. They want to oppress the black man. They want to oppress a man that thinks differently because I'm not in the situation that they're in. I'm in my own entity, my own lane, and I live a different life from the stereotypes that the white man wanted to raise you to live. So I do it differently. I move left when they move right, and now they want me to move nowhere. It's crazy.
That's Sage crazy. Sage wants to stay in that lane. Yo, let's keep it a buck wild then. But Sage cool though.
It's crazy.
They wilder, but Sage, you know, he's all right. Like,
that man is perched up on a fence, comfortable. Just like, yeah, you know, this fence is good. I don't ever want to come off this fence. This is good. This is a good-ass fence.
Yo,
that nigga Sage love that fence.
I have no beefs with nobody. I don't beef with grown-ass men, bro.
I do not care anymore.
I don't.
It was good for the bit. I lied. Fuck that.
Nigga said it was good for the bit. Okay. You're sick.
Super chat time. I don't know how we're accumulating these. Y'all need to start letting me speak on y'all spaces. By the way, Ruby Rose is cold.
And Devon, that's why you don't speak Ruby in the spaces.
That's why you don't speak.
What's wrong with Ruby Rose?
She sounds like a man.
I've never heard her.
For anybody in my space, for anybody that was in my space earlier talking about music, that's who I'm talking about. The Ruby Roses of the world getting boosted up, like for having a music career based off of her looks with no talent. Mariah the Scientist is another one. Stop it, bro.
Oh shit.
Y'all be overrating Zendaya. They do.
I don't know who y'all is.
I wanted to bring this one up: Brittany Renner or Coily Ray? Coily Ray is the answer.
I'm gonna say Coily Ray.
She's a good person.
I don't watch enough.
I haven't seen Coily Ray.
I haven't collected enough data.
Crawling around college campuses. I'm just
Bezos, saying. Bezos, Coily Ray, or Brittany Renner?
Brittany Renner for me, huh?
Bezos doesn't want to give a black man power for real, but we ain't got
to. Did you see how he tried to kick a black man off earlier?
Omar is literally controlling the pod as we speak, and I have to give him that permission.
Zendaya is a her for us 2000s babies.
Using the black man to be your tool.
Yeah,
Bezos
is a 2000s baby,
she's attractive, but like Rihanna, Beyonce.
Yeah, I'm about to say, let's keep it hot. Zendaya is not like Beyonce.
She's attractive, though. Like, I'm not even like that.
If you ever heard Zoinks talk about Zendaya, though, you would hear what, like, he goes, he's passionate.
He'd be like Dre.
Yeah, he'd be like Dre. But you know, Zoinks, you have a bedtime. Let's hurry this up.
Like, she more like Alicia Keys.
Sage, lick your lips real quick.
could chase me.
We got a new member, fella. All right now. Sage, take off your do-rag and we'll take a shot.
All right, bet. I do it later.
That should be the last thing you do on the pod, too. preach, brother Sage. Take off your do-rag and we'll take three shots.
All right, bet. I do it later.
I don't know why they keep doing this tweet in the group, in the Discord. I just feel the need to.
Oh, yeah.
I don't.
What the?
All right, we've taken this a little too far.
I'm mad. I read that perfectly first go.
Yeah, we've taken this too far. This is man.
Somebody with the Schmeckle said Damo is giving me mad Uncle Ruckus.
He paid us in Pokebucks. That's crazy.
Pokebucks
is crazy.
I'm gonna get a rare candy.
Listen, man. Oh, I dead don't know where to go from here. My bad. Dang, I meant to bring. Oh, I didn't mean to bring that back up.
double down. We can do the Q&A. Fuck it.
Freestyle. It's been a while. It's my time again. I never said that I wasn't going to rhyme again. I'm throwing them back. Talking about them Heinekens, but I'm going deep. Call me Caleb Heineken. Two watches. Got 2 months time on my hands. I'm the man that's with the plan. Spray it on these women's faces, call it Pam. And I'm sending it every day at your neck, call it spam. Listen.
Oh, we can have a conversation about that space you had before this, the pod. Is music now worse than before?
I never get,
as of right now, probably. Yeah.
I never get my credit for the freestyle. But, B Souls only. I'm sorry. We'll read this last one, then we'll get into that conversation. Then we'll go into the super chats. I mean, into the Q&A. B Souls answer.
Oh, Teyana Taylor, Teyana Trump, or Jada Fire. I still don't know who Jada Fire is.
You should look her up. That's a smart thing to do.
I feel like just because I don't know her, she'd be out.
I'd
probably marry Teyana Taylor.
Why would you do that?
Fuck Teyana Trump.
Yo.
Terrible list.
Yo, this is the guy he discussed it the whole time. He got zero picks, right?
Terrible.
All right.
I don't know who she is. Hold on.
You're
terrible.
Yes, sir says that music space gave me an aneurysm. Please come up here. We'd love to hear you speak on it. The music space that I held earlier was just simply saying that.
You want to change that, right, Bisho? You want to change that now, huh?
Yo, rewind if you need to. That nigga made the horniest face of the pod.
The fact that you're blushing right now is crazy.
Yo.
I hate it when you guys do this. Like, oh my God.
If you're watching on a phone, just double tap and then push live after, bro. That face was nuts.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yo.
Bro. That's the TikTok.
That's a tech, title, bro. It really is.
Title B Souls Discovers Jada. Fire. His face is on fire.
Right, that probably would work too. Just a picture of B Souls like and Jada Fire on that pop.
Do you have to be a member to join the Q&A?
Nah.
No, bro. Get up here. Or the Twitter.
You're making excuses.
You don't need to be a member, bro. Get up here, clown.
King Bob is there all the time, bro.
Mind you, he might be on my side. Listen, the conversation that I was having earlier, and mind you, yes, sir, title your name is yes, sir, so I can know it's you. But I said that music of the past is better than the music of today.
Past being when?
Yeah, good question.
You're referring to early 2000s and
yeah, are we cutting? Are 90s. We cutting off from 2000? Are we cutting off from the 90s or?
I mean 90s, 80s, 2000s,
90s, 80s versus 90s, 70s. I can't go there.
90s,
let's go like 2015 till now compared to everything prior to that, because I feel like that's
2015.
That's not fair though.
Yeah, that's not. Yeah, that's
if you do that, you automatically
versus
take
20 years, nigga. What are you doing?
So what kind of music are we talking about? Hip hop, R&B, music in general.
Oh, I was specifically speaking about hip hop, rap, and R&B. And
so then,
that's
definitely not true, because 80s and 90s hip hop. I mean. Yeah, do you like go? I mean, I would say 90s hip hop probably is on average better than what we get now as a whole. I'll give you that. 80s, not gonna do too much for you because fuck the police is not carrying the 80s like that. There was probably a good handful, but as a whole, the 80s ain't really doing it like that. R&B. There's no way R&B. Niggas... R&B is a different situation. R&B is a different story. R&B That's why I said if we're going to distinguish between which ones, I will completely agree with R&B. If we're talking rap, there's no way Lil Jon and the Eastside Boys, the Ying Yang Twins, all that shit. Yeah. No, you're not gonna tell me that's
so better than a lot of these other young niggas. But mind you, I'm also talking about just the totality. I know we can isolate certain people, and I didn't want to nitpick and isolate because we can definitely say X person is better than the past, and then present person is worse than somebody in the. I think I might have said the same thing twice. First and foremost, can we agree R&B is just way better back then?
Yeah, I would say R&B got it. R&B got it, especially if we are talking 2015 behind, not even close. Yeah. I would say even just 2005 back, R&B would have it.
Yeah, okay. We can come to that.
Yeah, that's easy.
Yeah, R&B's too easy.
Rap and hip-hop is another conversation. Now, the line of distinction is very, very important. I would say I put a marker into 2010s. I don't necessarily know why I did it, but 2010s, to the present, and then everything behind it. Just overall, the landscape of music, I feel like, was better. One of the reasons why I say that, though, is because the importance of actually making good quality music has diminished. That's as fair. Opposed to back then. You only had so many things that you could do as far as a revenue source back then. Now, you can do a lot of different things. So just like what they say about basketball players, they don't care about the game as much because... it's about getting the celebrity status, doing a bunch of other things, and then we keep going.
But it's been the same formula since even then. If you think about, if we're talking just mainstream rap songs, not much has changed too much in terms of what it takes to make a hit mainstream rap song. It's not like back in between 2000 to 2010, all the mainstream songs that were like charting top 100 was just lyrical spiritual miracles. No, it was a bunch of gimmicky songs. It was dance songs. It was shit that was just good for the club. Nigga, literally, In the Club by 50 Cent is one of the better songs of the 2000s. It's literally one of the most gimmick. It's called In the Club. It's meant for a club. Facts. Like, that's not, but, I don't agree with that.
Here's where I do agree that there was no urgency to make better music back then. I think that's damn near a fact because you couldn't make as much music back then. You dead ass could not get in the studio, record, send to your producer, and get that shit out same day like that. I mean, some beyond privileged artists, of course they could, but most artists had days upon days upon days at best to get songs out. So you couldn't really get your name trending in the same way. Every time you dropped it, it better been some hot shit. So that's why a lot of people only remember certain figures of older rap music, but those figures are often seen as legends and iconic. Versus nowadays, there's endless...
I'm sorry. This nigga's playing Call of Duty. What are you doing, nigga?
Bro, nigga, pop up my dick.
All right, keep going. I'm sorry, Sage. I'm sorry.
What the fuck? endless artists, but a lot of them are often seen as mid. The word mid has been flown around beyond... We don't even need to talk about how often we hear the word mid. So I just feel like quality of music definitely was better back then, and that's because it kind of had to be. Nah, that shit. That shit.
What is he? I know y'all can't.
Yo, that shit threw me the fuck off.
Flashbangs going on. What's going on?
What are you doing?
What are you doing?
Y'all was just talking about rapping and older music. Get off my dick, bro. I know y'all love riding on me. Can we just
What are you doing?
This nigga is in an active shooter drill right now.
He's playing Among Us? What's going on?
He's in an active shooter drill.
No.
Niggas at the meeting?
Get me off the stage. Wait 10 minutes for y'all to be on my dick. Continue talking about
you.
You
can leave the thing.
I'm literally waiting to hear Granada come through that goddamn speaker right now, bro.
Bro, relax. Relax. Y'all niggas is doing
don't eat teeth, by the way.
They ain't got no mats.
I'm sorry. He was wilding over there with the flashlight. He was wilding with the flashlight. I think that, but that's what I'm saying, Sage. I think a lot of it's oversaturated, but oversaturated in, you know, some ways that benefit the others. I can record a song on a phone now and have it, you know, engineered and all this shit legitimately off of a phone, legitimately off of a laptop in my house, and then put it out there and it has the opportunity to blow.
Well, that's the thing. I think the barrier of entry is much lower now because of that. Like, you can dead ass like blow up overnight. I don't think you can. That was much harder back in the day, but that doesn't necessarily mean that music's worse now, just because there's more out there.
Well, right. Also, when you factor, I was doing all that about the good side, it also benefits new artists in the bad side. You don't get as punished for having bad music. You just don't. Like, the only artists that really don't drop a lot get punished. Like, Roddy Ricch is going through some shit nowadays in terms of potentially being mid because he barely dropped music. Corday, same thing, only did like 21K, I believe, because he barely dropped music. But artists like Youngboy, a lot of people don't like Colors, but people are still out there saying, why be better? Because he always drops music. So it's a luxury that they didn't have. If a lot of artists back then that we probably think are dog shit could just continuously drop music over and over and over again, I guarantee you there'd be more names. Guarantee.
I just need to say this real quick because I know if I don't say it now, I'm not going to say it later. Yo, fella, let me do me a favor. I'm going to need you to go ahead and hit that refund button and take that membership off your shit because if you about to sit here and say X is overrated, I don't want your money.
All right, buddy. Yeah,
go ahead and get a refund. Yeah. All right. I ain't gonna hold you. Yeah, I don't do no X slander. Ain't no X slander around here.
No X so and
go
no
ahead
juice.
Hit that,
no
go ahead and hit that refund.
X and juice are overhyped for no reason.
Yeah, go ahead and give him his money back. Give him his money back.
Juice, I'm being so serious. Look, X separate thing. I still with no disrespect. Juice WRLD, you out of your mind. Juice WRLD is one of the most latently talented artists I've seen in a long time. And I don't even listen to Juice as much as I'm promoting I do. But the obvious talent there is so undeniable. It's not even funny. The dude freestyle off the dome, could hop on it. No.
You might have to get some of these idiots.
That one's ridiculous.
I listen to Juice.
Crazy.
I listened to Juice as much as he advertised. I promise you. That nigga was one of the most talented. Crazy.
He was a legend.
It was crazy. Him and X deadass died, what, a year or two apart? Because them two were two of the most talented motherfuckers we'd have had in the game. No, you're bugging. Money back. Either come up on stage or hit that refund. I'll give you your money back for you. Just don't come back.
Yeah, nah.
Because that shit. Jesus Christ.
We might have to get some of these idiots up here early. Let's get through these super chats actually and just start the Q&A. It's a new month, new me, so no more cookie contests. We off that. Black Queens all month. Thank you, Ken.
You don't want to see Queens in the cookie contest? Never mind.
What's your opinion on the Brian Flores situation? The NFL-ing, yeah.
It's
racist.
Thank you, Omar. Yeah, the NFL being an NFL. Whoa.
And I think there's new member right now. Don't know what level, but I'm proud you're here. Chronic Gaming.
It's funny because PJ knows Chronic. That's crazy.
Let's get some of these people up here. Y'all know how it goes. Crazy Banana and Chronic take precedent over everyone. Crazy, how you doing?
Pretty good. I'm just waiting for the stage to take the like,
Apple Crown.
Oh, I got another bottle. Hey, Sage, I'm just saying, man. Take the do-rag off. This whole bottle will be empty.
Oh, I got you.
That's the craziest thing ever, to chug the whole bottle based off of
it. Don't even worry about it. I got you.
Not the whole bottle.
You take the do-rag off. I got you. All right. But,
hold on. I don't know if y'all ever noticed, Sage is dead-ass replacing the Kush ball on his microphone based off of the do-rag that he legitimately has on every single time.
You said, take that motherfucker off. And you do it. Well, I'm following the rules.
Oh, my
following
God.
I'm following the rules. All right. Boom.
If he accidentally takes them both off, that'd be crazy.
There you go. All right, man. Gotcha.
Boo chat.
Give this man tomatoes, bro.
Wow.
Who this man?
It's bigger than black and white.
I was going to say, question is, who's your guys' favorite role player that didn't play on your guys' team? I ain't gonna lie, Shannon Brown was pretty nice with those dunks.
Perry Jones or Tony Allen.
Jermaine Nelson.
I hated it when you guys had Shannon Brown.
Oh, Raymond Felton.
We have him.
Raymond's a good one, but I'm going Jameer, 100%.
Tito Turkoglu, low-key.
Hito
with the steroids.
Hito's out there for me too.
He always used to cook the Celtics for no reason. I'm like, he was
beating y'all, you know.
Probably.
Now, what if I was allergic to ketchup, chat? What if I was allergic?
Then double the tomatoes, chat.
Crazy.
Double the tomatoes.
We appreciate your question. Don't get. Oh my God.
On the big screen.
Wait. Craze. Listen. It's just you up here with us, bro. Okay. What's the rules? What's the rules for the game, Craze?
Oh, I can't say that. I'll never kiss and tell twins.
Wow.
That's crazy.
Yo, he put it there. Get him up. Get him up. Get him up. Yo, get him up. Get him up. That was crazy. That was crazy. That was crazy. That was crazy. When he bought the napkin.
You get kicked.
Hey, yo, first and foremost, PJ, you need to take care of your fucking kid. You want to talk about me getting some women? Take care
Jesus.
Of your fucking son.
Jesus.
Right? Hop off of my fucking
You are hiding a child. Let that boy come on.
All right? Shit. Anyway, how y'all doing?
He gonna ask
Do you not have questions. Lights? Good.
I do, but I don't feel like turning them on for real. The flashlight sets the mood better. You feel me?
You about to ask, yo, who you guys got coming out the East, bro? Like, damn.
Yeah. All right, what's your question? What's your question, Carter?
You look like you've done something despicable.
You know, I'm glad B-Soul said something. You just love to be on a black man's dick. I don't get it, bro. Since we speaking about that, who are your top five black men of all time? Let's talk about it. Yeah, nigga.
Yeah, nigga.
Yeah, he's so blushing.
I hate this dude.
Here, my nigga.
LeBron, number one. Two, Drake. Three, Kendrick. Four, MLK. And five.
You said MK?
MLK.
MK! Wait, you five. Have.
Hmm. Nipsey Hustle. There you go.
Wait, this motherfucker dumb, bro. Wait.
You got Drake and Kendrick above Martin Luther King?
Oh, no order.
Yo, dog. You tell the niggas booby, bro.
We think the same shit. I like this nigga Drake since a second.
Guys, no order.
Drake is the second best black man on the planet. Whoa.
Dang, no order. Guys,
Kendrick, MLK. He even said a nigga's name.
And he said, "I have a dream," or turn the six upside down.
It's a nine now. Stop
it's
playing.
A nine now, bro.
Girl, you a lesbian? Me too. Over. I have a dream.
Before we kick Chronic, mind you, once you get kicked, you leave the whole backstage. First of all, I've been putting up the funniest comments to say where Chronic was, but I think this is the best one. He is obsessed with MK. Bro, what?
That's a fact.
Nigga's in her closet. That's... Nigga's in her closet. Nigga, it's in her closet.
That's the one.
That's how nigga was telling us a shush.
Oh, shit.
Nigga, I'm going to be in Discord. Ah!
Can y'all hear me?
Yo, MK legitimately screaming in Discord because Chronic is in there. It's nasty. All right, go ahead, Anthony.
Yo, real quick, do y'all remember Lil Snoop?
RP Lil Snoop, real one.
Yeah, let me look up. I'm bad with names.
Mm-hmm.
Awful name. Meek Mill's little prodigy.
The one that can really
I'm
rap.
Just a
like,
nigga
really
from
rap.
The ghetto, now I'm in the game, now I'm balling like a
Yeah.
My nigga.
Who do you think had more potential? Him or... Juice World
10 times. Juice World. Juice. One even question.
You set him up.
I didn't even want you to do that. I knew.
I thought it was going to say him or X. I was like, bro, please.
I'm about to say, I knew.
Why did
you
we spike the 845? What the fuck?
845? Because DeMar's in the thumb, bro. Because it's an all star.
Just a random spike. It just went from like 577 to 845.
Because
like
it's NBA time.
Shit get wicked.
DeMar probably second hit a buzzer beater or some shit.
What's your question?
Second question. Who had the better prime? 50 or Lil Wayne?
Lil Wayne.
Whoa, Wayne, bro.
Y'all really don't know 50.
Oh, we don't know 50 because we think Lil Wayne, arguably the GOAT, is better.
Mm-hmm. All right. Third question. Are y'all watching that Anthony Hamilton versus Music Soul Child? And who y'all think is going to win?
Hmm? Anthony Hamilton versus Music Soul Child?
The sleep I'm gonna get. That's who's gonna win.
Music Soul Child be singing, boy. Yeah. Music Soul Child got it on his body though. Probably Music Soul Child. Music Soul Child probably shit.
If Anthony Hamilton ain't singing Charlene, I don't really care.
I don't care for verses though. I don't really care for verses, to be quite honest.
I really don't want the verses. No.
I want the playlist to come out.
You know what verses I really don't care about?
They do playlists?
Oh.
Go ahead.
They do play for what the verses? I didn't know. That's new information to me. But you know who versus I don't care about? Apple. Them spaces versus these lame ass niggas be doing. Those are
that's the most disgusting thing in the world.
Niggas are doing versus battles in spaces. Shit like that in my life.
Yes, bro.
Fucking
they be going a fucking like this. iPhone. Oh.
Yeah.
Did y'all, right,
let's set the mood. I'm gonna start off light. Yeah, that's how they do. Let's
can I talk my shit again?
Ew, bro. Ew.
Niggas doing the 90s style, pulling up the radio and shit. But yo, did you see that canceled Tariq Nasheed shit? That shit was crazy.
That's the one I was talking about. That shit, listen, if we don't talk about it here, we definitely talk about it on Discord, because where do I'm looking right at you, nigga, because you said I was lying. That's all I got to say. You said I was crazy.
Okay, Anthony.
They called you a madman.
Anthony, we got to get the rest of the Super Chats. Appreciate you. Hey, I almost forgot. Where do you owe Sean $50?
You do.
Still.
I don't even know what it's about, but I've heard it so much, I believe it.
Somebody spelled B-Souls completely wrong. Tomato for MLK is wild.
That was your boy, fella, Don.
Med says, Lil Snoop is the Derrick Rose of the rap game.
Med, shut up.
BLM Souls in the building.
That nigga was the Jay Williams of the rap game.
Yo.
Was good.
That was all fucked up. Right. Why I say
that? Yeah, I don't know. Said that. Nigga said it with the straight face and moved on. I was like, yo, I'm going to just laugh.
What's up, Ben? What's the question?
The question is, when are you going to do the Eastern Conference future? Talk about the Eastern Conference future.
And this is what I be saying, bro. I'm glad this happened, bro. Because you trying to make such a hard pivot and it just sounded so weird.
No, I'm not gonna lie to you. I'm not even mad at him that he brought a basketball. I'm mad at us for dead ass telling them people, all right, next week or so we're gonna have the Easter Conference prediction. Never dropped them. Never even thought about them. It never crossed our mind.
We thought about them.
I forgot about that.
Ben, who do you want to hear about? What team specifically do you want to hear about?
I know you don't care about all 15, bro. We'll give you the
Don't ask me about no fucking magic.
I was watching the stream and I saw the West. I guess it was the next one. It was like Western Conference. Talk about the Western Conference future. I'm like, when's the next one going to come? And I'm like,
What team in the East do you want to hear about?
The fact that you're thinking.
You don't care. Nigga wants us to talk for 20, if not more, minutes about fucking Bol Bol? Niggas is lying. Fuck that. Niggas are dead lying to us now, y'all. This is a lie.
We'll get to it, Ben. Just enjoy the rest of the shit.
I'm being so serious, bro. This shit is starting to be cap. I'm about to stop calling niggas the NBA community. Because that is a lie. That is like a lie.
That's funny. That was a funny one. What's up? What's the question?
Yo, I got two questions. First question, since Sage was sucking Wayne dick earlier, who y'all think better?
Arguably
Lamar.
Arguably the GOAT sucking dick.
I didn't even realize it was our resident New York.
Yeah, like what
demon.
The fuck? My bad, I didn't say Adrian Boogard. The fuck? Oh shit. I ain't say the nigga with mood swings. My bad, bro. What was your question again?
I said who better? Kendrick Lamar or Lil Wayne?
Oh shit. That was a good question.
It's not. It's not a good question.
Domo's
not a Kendrick fan. So.
Yeah, I
like Kendrick. I just treat him.
Kendrick
like
tells way better. Kendrick tells way better stories than Wayne, though. But Wayne do got a better chunk than nigga does.
Wayne carried him on Mona Lisa. Wayne,
Sage, answer the question, nigga.
Gun to my head, give me Wayne. But I'm crying about it. I like Kendrick more.
I'm going Kendrick.
What's the next question?
All right, second question.
Omar, you didn't answer.
Yes,
I was really asking.
But
think that was the podcast with AIM on there. Damo was talking real hot, like he was nice with the hooping. Y'all niggas can hoop?
Yes.
AIM.
Yes, I can hoop.
No bullshit. I ain't hooped in years. But if the competition is YouTube, yes, I can hoop. That's what I'm telling you.
That's all.
Can I ask you something? Because obviously you're asking this question to compare yourself. How old are you?
17.
How tall are you?
6'3".
How much do you weigh?
180.
Dumbo? It's baby food.
Yeah.
I'm baby food?
180 is kind of skinny, bro.
180.
I'm not even a stocky nigga. 180, 6'3". No cap.
You would have to be bouncy because you still got your 17-year-old boy body. So you're going to be out there like Ben Simmons. I mean, not Ben Simmons, Brandon Ingram.
Yeah, I'm
so
about to
real
say
light.
Yeah,
real I'm, light in the pants, as the old folks said.
6'3", 180. I know you can see your food like travel down your esophagus when you swallow it. You got a bird chest.
6'3", 180 is kind of crazy, my nigga. No bullshit.
No funny shit. You got a bird chest, don't you?
For sure.
Oh, okay. All right, appreciate the question,
though.
Yeah, these niggas getting washed.
Yeah, no, 6'3", 180. You got to be good at swatting, because otherwise nobody's getting going.
Dick Flair, let me say this right now. Don't have your music playing when we bring you up. I wanted to bring up Snipes, but he keep going in and out. I'm bringing you up next, Dick Flair. Don't have your music playing.
Oh shit! My phone died the second you brought me up. I'm on my desktop. The question is, what is a driving pet peeve you have?
A driving
pet peeve?
Yeah.
It's gonna sound corny and old. Blinkers. Just fuck. I don't care. I know. Get me. Bro, hit your fucking blinkers, bro. Please.
People that don't use them.
Yeah, people that don't use them.
This nigga Sage is a menace. He don't like blinkers. What?
I be saying people reach. That's fair. I probably should have said that.
Did you see
that's
my
fair.
Face?
Yeah,
I was like, wait, blinkers. I'm like, blinkers. Wait,
niggas gotta come on that bitch and say fuck blinkers. All right, menace. I was thinking the same shit.
Out here just merging traffic with all willy nilly.
No. I'm actually like, unless I'm driving alone, if I have someone in the car with me, I'm actually like the safest driver. Nah, blinkers, bro.
I have one's major, the other one's minor. The minor one, people who drive in the car with no sort of music or like podcast or fucking audiobook. If you just ride in silence,
you're in street.
You might as well be in Gotham City running from fucking Batman because you're a psychopath. You just drive around listening to your thoughts. You're a fucking sicko. And people who text and drive or have to be on their phone while they drive.
You almost said that last time, bro. Cares. Oh my god.
Oh
obviously.
My god. Here we go. Bro. We here at Let's Keep It a Buck do not condone texting and driving.
But spaces and driving.
Space. You can join the Twitter space.
Yeah, you could put your phone down while you talk.
Get up to your Bluetooth car. Only to your Bluetooth car.
Bezos, what are your pet peeves? I personally don't have none, for real. It's definitely
on Dick, but like when I'm driving and there's cars on like parallel parking and there's just not enough space for you to even be there, so I have to like, I'm saying, like tighten up my driving shit. It's stupid, but it's a pet peeve.
I feel that. Like they technically in the lane, but they not.
Yeah,
why are you so close?
Technically you have to park there, so like I don't blame you, but like dang, now I gotta move a little bit, like not in my lane.
Can I go?
Yeah, go ahead.
I would say mine is when somebody is trying to merge onto my lane while like we're matching speeds. So you're gonna hit me, but they just don't see me, so they keep coming into my lane. Where do you live?
You live in a city?
No, I live in a very small state.
You got it lucky, bro. That used to be a pet peeve until you drive to anywhere
well,
in the city.
I'm about to say, well, Sage, to be honest with you, Snipes only has his permit. So.
Oh. I have my license. You know, my different.
Shut up, nigga.
Let me say real quick, too, to add to that, another petty one. Don't pass me while I'm driving. I don't like it.
Bro, no bullshit. That might win. Holy shit.
If we're on the highway, I let it slide. We're on the highway. Cool. But if we're on a residential road, nigga, if I'm already 10, 15 above the speed limit, don't fly past me if you ain't got nowhere to go. Because now we're racing. Now I'm Vin Diesel.
I did to look you up and down and be like, nigga, what? Your shit started with an 8? I bet.
When people start to pass me, I start speeding up. I'm like, yeah, you're not. Like,
yeah, I dead ass turned into a fucking fed. I remember the license plate and everything. I'm like, I bet. That nigga, let's go.
Bro, I don't care what you think's under this hood, nigga. It's dead ass a race car now. I don't care what I'm driving. You pass me, Be ready to drive to the death, nigga. We're racing to the next light. Don't pass.
I almost got myself killed one time, man. Again, let's give it a buck. We do not condone speeding.
I only got three things to say. Two of them are questions. Two of them are questions. Two of them are questions.
Still too many. Tell me.
Sage, I got a question for you, Sage.
What's really going on?
Where do you think the Orlando Magic will be in 3 years?
You did that on purpose. Fuck you.
Because I'm a fucking Magic fan.
Fuck you. Fuck
you. I was waiting.
Pick 12.
Okay, that's cool. That's cool. It's a lot better than 4 and 8. I'll deal with it. Number two, who's your number one 90s? Omar,
yes, everybody,
I
right?
I ain't clap, Omar. I ain't clap. Who's your number one?
Why are y'all waiting for the same thing?
Who is your favorite 90s to 2000s R&B artist?
Favorite as in like the music is good?
Music is good, yeah.
Mariah Carey's fire. I'm gonna just say Mariah Carey.
If we can look
past the music, then you know who I would say. But
M. Kelly.
That boy, what'd you just drink?
Vodka. It's definitely vodka.
Y'all are sick, people.
I saw that one TikTok where that little girl was like, taste this. And her dad tasted it, and he was like, this is disgusting. He was like, what is it? She said, it's pee.
I beat my, you know what?
Hey, Davo, it starts off where she's like, open up, taste this. It's not Sprite. And he's like, what is that? And he's like, taste it. So he tastes it. And he's like, that's disgusting. It's that it's pee.
That little, listen, I wish my daughter was, first of all, I'm not drinking nothing. You walk up to me and be like, taste this. It's not, okay, first of all, why did you feel the need to tell me it's not that? What is this?
First like, of all, now, why, now why am I was, confusing your pee with Sprite? And I think he had it on a spoon or something like that. I hate a fucking spoon.
That's
crazy. Yeah, somebody else go. Favorite R&B artist.
Is it female or is it anybody?
Anybody.
Shit, as a kid, you couldn't tell me shit about Neo, but going back, probably to Queen, Mary J. I like Mary J, like motherfucker.
Chris Brown.
Niggas if I had to pick, I pick Neo or Chris Brown.
No one said Genuine.
Nah. Genuine cool, though.
I feel like all of them had good music. But go ahead, what's your third and final question?
I want to shout out the 8 African American jurors during the OJ case that let that free man go.
Y'all could be doing all this. OJ could dead just be like a serious, like straight up, like stabber.
Hey, right.
I never
he
know.
He is.
I never
that's
know.
That's the bit. He is. We know he is.
Nick ain't
but
stabbed
he's
me.
Innocent, so it don't matter.
We've already pushed boundaries enough. I'm not gonna get into the political ones too. We pushed a lot of boundaries.
That being
this
said, clear, get out of here. We're gonna do one more. I don't know who it is. I don't know who to take.
I never realized his headband was that fucking big.
Hey, I've been waiting. That's what I'm talking about.
Oh, we're taking two more. Here's one more. All right, go ahead.
All right, man. Well, I don't know if y'all saw, but Microsoft just bought Activision, people who publish Call of Duty.
Yeah, I'm right.
Yeah.
So they said they might go away from the yearly releases and do like just the one COD. That got me thinking.
Thank you.
So what's y'all's favorite Call of Duty? Mine, of course, is BO2. I think that's just the greatest one of all time. But what's y'all's favorite?
I want to
get back into it. Probably MW3, though.
I would say MW2. MW2 definitely is when I started playing Call of Duty, is when I learned to play Call of Duty. And best memories, most toxic lobbies.
Thank you, Damo. Thank you.
Yeah, it's MW2 or 3. I fuck with Black Ops Crazy, though. Gun to my head, I was better at MW3. So give me MW3. But MW2, Rust and Dome like that, bro.
Can I just say, since you brought up Microsoft acquiring Activision and now has the rights to Call of Duty. And just like you said, they're getting away from yearly releases. I don't know if you've seen. They also said after the next 3 Call of Duties, it is quite possible they will not be releasing on the PlayStation anymore.
Yo, no cap, bro.
I just want to say,
Domo knows me. I've been caping for PlayStation. They need to step the fuck up, bro.
I'm not
gonna lie. They bought Bungie.
Yeah, they got Destiny.
I don't care about Halo.
Listen, up. No, they don't get Halo.
It's not even Halo.
They don't even get Halo. They get Destiny. But listen, yeah, I just want to say, as the resident, as the permanent Xbox guy who's been taking PlayStation shit for years now about the exclusives y'all got, well, guess what? Make Call of Duty Xbox exclusives. Y'all go play God of War. Y'all go play Spider-Man. Y'all play Destiny, nigga. Play your exclusives. Let us have ours. All you niggas talking that dumb shit. 70 billion reasons why we on that ass now. Make Call of Duty an exclusive. Fuck the crossplay. Fuck fairness. Fuck. Get a PC you want to play, bitch. Go get a PC.
Play y'all
exclusive. Go be Kratos. Go be Peter Parker.
We will.
We got Minecraft.
We got Minecraft. We'll be Peter Parker. I'm glad you said that. We definitely will.
We
definitely will be Peter Parker.
We got Miles Morales.
Microsoft.
We got Miles. Thank you. We got Miles.
Hey, chat, everybody up here, and everybody that will watch this in the comment section. So Call of Duty's the shit in 2022? Or I didn't know.
I didn't know Call of Duty's the shit in 2022. In 2022, niggas geeking for COD? I didn't know.
Hey, say.
I know.
What's the first person shooter you play?
None.
Guess what though? Guess what? Even in 2025, Call of Duty is ass. Guess what? Y'all motherfuckers still can't play it. So nigga, it don't fucking matter.
I'd rather have a shootout in Red Dead. I'd rather have a shootout in GTA.
Go play it.
We will.
Y'all not playing it now,
bro. You know what you got? You know what else you got, bro? You got Call of Duty that's expired in fucking Overwatch. Who cares? Who cares, bro? Overwatch been teasing the game.
They got Sunset Overdrive.
Yo, I'm saying.
To all the PlayStation zombie players, rip Bozo.
They got Plants vs. Zombies.
Toby done put this motherfucker. Toby done put that motherfucker in a genjutsu. This nigga Yagura's gone.
We appreciate the question. We're gonna take one more. This is by far, he's running away with it for those that are still listening. Rookie of the year. And I'm not just saying this because I know him personally, but he is running away with rookie of the year in the Discord right now.
How you gentlemen doing tonight?
Was this the dude with them memes that was like on it?
Well, everyone got memes in there.
Memes down.
Shit, I'm bad with names, but all right.
Dennis, why do you have a button-up shirt?
I had to dress up.
Oh shit. Rookie of the
year.
It's
my first time. I had to dress
rookie
up.
Of the year I
had to do something.
Right.
You look like a pilot. What did you come up here to say?
You gotta have some turbulence.
I ran through like 8 questions. I forgot all of them. Got a little nervous. Top 3 sci-fi movies.
This nigga, I hate this.
Oh shit!
Don't look.
I hate these on the spot top.
Shit, I'm gonna
whatever.
Say fuck.
Dang, I don't think next this fast.
Time, sci-fi shit.
I will be the question.
I got you. Don't look up on Netflix because it's probably the most truest.
That was
science
fiction. When you watched it.
Y'all watch Don't Look Up?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh yeah, that shit fucking scary. Had me looking up comments for like a week. But yeah, Don't Look Up. I would say what the fuck? Planet of the Apes is science fiction to me because once monkeys start talking, that's scientific. And then I say Interstellar, even though I ain't watched that shit when y'all watched that shit because I wasn't about to watch that shit.
Man, that was good. That might be like my favorite one.
I got confused, Dom. That was dead ass my 5th time trying to watch Interstellar, and I got confused again. I'm like, all
right,
bro.
Is Inception? Inception isn't sci-fi. It has to be sci-fi, right?
It's technically sci-fi. I think
it's sci-fi. I've never seen it though. I heard that one's really good.
Oh shit, Inception. Upgrade, dang, Planet of the Apes is a great movie. If you've never seen Upgrade is a Netflix original movie and great movie. Just Upgrade, that's the name of the movie. I want to throw Planet of the Apes, one of the Planet of the Apes in there, but I have to throw some Star Wars in there. Don't know which one.
No, you don't.
Arguably the best.
The latest trilogy that came out.
No one cares. Rogue One, arguably, is the best Star Wars movie ever made. But niggas, I don't care what they say about Star Wars because they don't know cinema.
I'm not gonna lie to you. That is the most virgin conference. I ain't gonna lie. I could be at a party full of females.
I watched 6 movies of it, and I'm like, all right, I guess I'll just keep watching.
You said Rogue One.
Rogue One is a good movie. Rogue One is a great movie.
Listen to niggas talk about Star Wars makes me feel like a virgin. I can't do it.
Holy hell!
Hey yo,
I definitely have never seen a Star Wars movie a day in my life.
Never wanted to.
Sleep to a Star Wars movie. You wake up.
I definitely.
If you can't understand the intellect behind the Star Wars movie, then that's fine, bro. If you can't, I don't know.
Bro, it's like 20 minutes of just sound effects.
I literally just end up sleeping every movie. I'm like,
wow. Yeah, it's because it's too big for you. You know what I'm saying? It's too big for your head.
It's too big.
Right.
Too big. It's too wide. It's too strong.
Too many sound effects. I just listen to the fucking sound effects.
Yo, Sage and Beastos, go.
Oh, shit. I do have to go, don't I? Marvel.
I'm about to say.
shit. Fuck. I don't have this shit on the fucking spot. Chicken Little. fucking no.
Banana in your room? Why do you have multiple bananas in
your room? What the fuck?
Why did you do it like that, though? Why did you?
He didn't want to be seen, but he wanted to
be seen. You gotta
keep
it on.
He wanted us to see him. He did it on purpose. He wanted us to see him.
Why do you have multiple bananas in your room?
You can't eat a banana on.
It's the best of that.
So you just have like five bananas in your room?
I refill them.
So how far can you go with the banana?
I think I lagged out.
This nigga got home, bro.
Okay, Sage, you got one more.
I don't mean this list by heart. I'm just finding another movie. Did I see Tron? No, I didn't.
I can't take them seriously.
Fuck it. How to Build a Better Boy? What the hell is that? Godzilla. Fuck it. Let me troll. I don't know specifically.
Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs.
Yeah. Facts. Yeah. Facts.
Hold on. I got one more. Let me get through this last bite.
I can't listen to you chew on the mic.
That is a pet peeve. 2001, A Space Odyssey. Damn, bro, my bed isn't even made. How unprofessional. My bad, y'all.
Yo, we're gonna move on. Dennis, please.
Yo.
Not bad, bro. Sorry, boss.
Yo, we're gonna move on. All right. Nah, this is the fake nigga shit. All right. Yo, shit. My bad.
Okay, let's read these.
All right, so boom. I don't even really got no question for you. Currently, I'm buying alcohol so I could participate. I could catch up in the drinking game. But all I needed to say was Wardu now owes me $55 because I'm charging interest on that motherfucker, bro.
Oh,
this nigga's playing with me and I need my money now. I'm tired of this shit.
What was the bet?
This nigga Wardu bet me $50 that somebody would win the Royal Rumble, and I told him no fucking way. And the nigga didn't win.
Nigga bet on the Royal Rumble. Nigga bet on a Vincent Kennedy McMahon show.
That's what I said. Sean Deadass works for the WWE. Like, that was rigged from the beginning.
Cash or some shit, bro.
Sean, deal with your drinks. Deal with your drinks.
Yeah, bro.
You trying to put the cashier on the camera?
Is that a Slurpee machine in the background? This nigga's a 7-Eleven.
PJ said, "Chronic, me having a kid means I have game unlike you. Love you, honey."
I don't know. That might have mean you just made a mistake.
I was just waiting. Yo, they're drunk in there. They're drunk in there. So let's. Yo, Russ playing well. Who cares, bro?
Yeah, fuck them.
Who cares, bro?
Fuck the Lakers.
What's the worst state road-wise in USA? I heard it was like up north states. Up north states have
I think
deadass is Rhode Island. Like
it's up here, bro. And man, no, I hate it here.
New York by far.
New York
they got pothole. They have potholes on the highway that literally are off like turns and bends. You literally turn if you miss it. 8 other cars are pulled over the side of the road because they didn't.
And if you're a scary driver, you'll have nightmares in Texas.
I just want y'all to know he just ate 2 bananas.
Listen, it's a good snack.
This nigga's gross. It has to be a state that gets snow because snow is definitely, you know, deteriorating the roads, eroding the roads. PlayStation bought Epic Games. Who owns the Unreal Engine?
Oh, they did?
Every
damn. Hello? So you bragging about Call of Duty and niggas got Fortnite? That's crazy. That's crazy.
Hey, Sage.
In 2022? In 2022?
Let me ask you a question.
What's up?
When was the last time you played Fortnite?
When was the last time you played Call of Duty?
Omar is a sicko. Rogue One ain't it.
Touche. I'll play Fortnite on stream.
Starting this week right now.
Tonight.
Last but not least, Rez came up here because he was drunk.
Hey, I just want y'all to know.
What are the rules?
No, I ain't telling y'all the rules because then you're going to OD it.
But deduct his pay.
Nobody say deduct his pay.
Oh my.
Doc is pay. There we go.
What did you want to let us know, Rez?
Wait. Was one of the rules? What the fuck? Did I say something?
No.
Nah, you just drunk.
No. I just want y'all to know. Total, if we're counting shots as well, we damn near got to 42.
Who caused you the most? That was a fire question.
Yo, he can't even see this. He can't even see the screen right now, though.
If you're in the chat, spam below. If you're in the Discord, spam in the comment section. Who calls you the most?
Ooh.
Who's in between? Who are you debating?
Yeah, who are you thinking about?
Honestly,
yo, stop mourning, bro.
Honestly, it would be Dom. It was Dom.
Damn, Dom. You the people's champ selling them like Doms? Wow.
Nah, just know. Honestly, Dom, you have the least amount of rules, but you had the most amount of drinks.
All right, who had the most rules?
Me. No.
Probably Omar.
It was. They were pretty generic rules. The only one that I will say is one that he can't control, and that's Omar lagging.
But we already got that one. I mean, yeah, it's about it, and y'all.
All right. So can I ask?
Well, we'll talk about
one of the rules. Are one of the rules like something someone says, like a saying or action,
a mannerism or something? Yeah.
There are multiple mannerisms. There is one that is actually kind of rare. Apparently, it's not that rare anymore.
Yo, we finna find out. All right.
We'll be in Discord. We'll find out.
If you want to know more about the drinking game, you want to know all about that shit. Yo, you look disappointed that you didn't get to come up. I ain't gonna lie. If you want to know about the drinking game, if you want to know about the Discord, hit that join button. Become a member. This is Dennis's third banana.
This is the most disgusting thing I've ever seen
in my life.
Listen. I got nothing to say. It's a great...
Get him out, bro. Yo.
My name is Omar. You'll catch Discord. We're on Discord. B-So, say goodbye to the people.
Bye-bye.
Become a member. Join that middle tier. Adamo, say goodbye to the people. Sage, say goodbye to the people.
All right, people. Make sure you're remembering up, too. We're going to start gulagging you, motherfucker.
Facts. Niggas is about to get booted, bitch. Y'all better re-fucking member, nigga.
Make sure you
remember to remember, nigga.
All right. And we're out of here. Bye, guys.